Hello, good evening.
Yes, hello. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Excellent to hear that. And, well, I'm going to ask you just a very few questions. And also, in which state, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? In the New York, Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, New York, right? Thank you. And also, just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born, please?
03.
Oh, 2003? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so very much for that. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Had a chance of 50-50?
I'm still thinking about it.
Would you? Okay, you would say probably then, or 50-50?
50-50.
50-50, right? If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
There's a few, but I guess immigration is up there.
Multiple options are also allowed here. Illegal immigration, right?
Yeah,
definitely. You can, as you said, that there are many. You can also say another one. I mean, you can use multiple responses are allowed here. Illegal immigration. What else would you like to add?
I suppose inflation.
Okay, thank
economic
you.
Economic inflation.
Economic inflation. Okay, your response will be recorded properly. Thank you very much for your opinion. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
I did not vote on the 2020 election.
Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm still 50-50. I'm 50-50 because I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for.
Okay,
yet.
Not sure yet. But, well, you know, theoretically speaking, if the election were held today, you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? If you had to choose.
For most likely the Green Party.
Most likely the Green Party candidate, Jill Stein. Thank you.
Yes.
Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump.
75.
Joe Biden?
60.
60. Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I'm still very unsure.
Okay, completely understand. Well, if the election were held today, again, and you have to decide right now, in that scenario, to which candidate would you lean, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican, likely.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Mike Sapricun or Democrat Kristen Gillibrand?
I would have to do more research on that.
You okay? Would you say other candidate?
I'm still just very unsure.
Unsure
I can't
about
really
it.
Give you a certain answer. Yeah, I can't really give you a certain answer.
Hypothetically, though, if the election were held today, to which candidate would you lean more, Republican Mike Sapricone or Democrat Kristen Gillibrand?
Mike Sapricone.
Right. Thank you very much. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the fact that President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy?
Agree.
Do you strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Your opinion is extremely important. Thank you. I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. Do you agree or disagree with the following statements? President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Disagree.
And is that strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. Thank you very much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you more or less likely to vote for him if a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants? More likely or less likely?
More likely.
And is that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I'm sorry, was that not the same question? What was the previous question?
They are similar, but in this case is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat most likely.
Thank you. Somewhat more likely. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat most likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
You said married?
In this case, it's married to American citizens, correct?
All right, somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, thank you. Remember, they might be very similar, but there's still a little difference, a slightly difference between some questions. So now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy, right?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you very much for your opinion. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Concerns?
Somewhat concerned or very concerned? Or even a little concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Strongly concerns me.
I'm very concerned about it. Thank you. And now, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Strongly concerns me.
Very concerned or strongly concerns you. Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
A little concerned.
A little concerned. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Does not concern me.
Not at all concerned, right?
No.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. And we are at 77% complete, almost done with the survey. I am now going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to you on your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Whereas on the other hand, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Donald Trump's.
Okay, is that much closer to Donald Trump or somewhat closer to Donald
somewhat
Trump's approach?
Closer.
Somewhat closer to Donald Trump's approach. Okay, thank you very much. And moving forward as well, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm not sure.
Would you still keep your first opinion, though, where you said
yes,
Green Party candidate Jill Stein? Because this one is the same question, exactly. Just after knowing a little bit more, you will still stay with your same first option, right?
Right.
The Green Party and Jill Stein. Okay. Thank you. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you so much. And as well, I have to confirm here, in a typical WIC, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Do you use TikTok, OAN, Spanish language radio programs, Instagram, MSNBC, and CNN, or other major networks, news network channels or websites? Univision?
CNN and NBC.
You see MSNBC, you said? Usually,
yeah.
Watch those news. Okay, MSNBC, thank you. About YouTube?
Sometimes.
YouTube sometimes, Facebook, Fox News channels or website, or even WhatsApp?
No.
No, mostly YouTube and MSNBC. Got it. Thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Thank you so very much, sir. And were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
On the island.
On the island of Puerto Rico. Thank you. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish, or something else?
Spanish and English equally.
Spanish and English equally. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
More like completely drawing a blank here. I forgot the word. Like
no,
right in the middle.
Probably independent?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Closer to Republican.
Thank you very much. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you very much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Undergrad.
Undergrad. Was that an associate degree, 2 years, or 4-year college graduate,
yes,
or bachelor's degree? 2 years.
Yes.
Associate degree, right? Thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Catholic, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Marcos.
Thank you, Marcos. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Unfortunately not.
No, no worries. That's up to you. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Appreciate your time,
thank
okay?
You.
You're
bye.
More than welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. Wow. I guess that's the icebreaker today.